Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we're going to talk about timelines and the debt ceiling and the legislation and those people who are opposed to it. You know, there's a lot of people saying that they're not happy with the bill and they may vote against it and so on and so forth. I don't know that they understand that they're late. They're late. They're late for an important date. They don't have time to vote against it. There's no time for renegotiation. Okay, so the House rules say you need 72 hours to review legislation. The current bill, the one that people are less than happy with, that's going to be voted on Wednesday, hopefully. That's the earliest. Let's say people vote against it and it fails. Okay, renegotiation starts. Let's say it's a world of make-believe and magic where everything gets hammered out in 10 minutes. The whole negotiation is redone and everybody has something that they'll vote for in 10 minutes. 72 hours starts. It gets you know, turned into legislation and it gets distributed to people, okay, on Thursday. 72 hours starts. That means the earliest voting day for the House is Monday. Guess what? We default that day. Still has to go through the Senate. The time for negotiation is over. This is the deal. Either they're going to vote for it or they are going to actively vote to default. Even if they were to do away with the rules, okay, and say, okay, well, we don't need 72 hours to review the legislation. We'll just vote on it now. That's fine, but it still has to go to the Senate. It's still, there's a whole lot at play here, and they don't have time. The people who are saying that they are going to vote against this, you better hope that you have your vote count math right. Because if you vote against this and it fails and we default, I'm fairly certain you won't get reelected. It's really that simple. So if you're going to vote against it for some kind of show for your base to show that you're a true hardliner or whatever, I mean, that's fine. But you better be right on the money on your vote count. And you better hope that nobody hits the wrong button or changes their mind at the last minute. Because if this fails, if this doesn't go through, the U.S. is in for a whole lot of economic turmoil. And I don't think that the American people will be very forgiving when it comes to casting their votes for the people who voluntarily decided to cause a default when there's a deal on the table. Seems super unlikely that there's going to be a whole lot of campaign contributions coming your way from, you know, the major companies who are all going to take a massive hit. In fact, they might donate to your opposition. It just seems very unlikely that this fails, because if it does, there's a whole lot of problems.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The other alternatives include withdrawing it and sending up a clean debt ceiling, which I don't think Republicans are going to go for, because that's going to be even more upsetting to their base, to the people they promised that they would, you know, fight forever for and all of that stuff. And keep in mind, that timeline that I gave, that includes like getting the negotiation and turning it into legislation done in a night. Doesn't really seem likely. This is the deal. It is what it is. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.